Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
It's 6:20 on Wall Street. Good morning. I'm John Tucker. As we heard Karen say, we get the results from Walmart, the world's largest retailer, at 7 o'clock Wall Street time. Walk us through what we're expecting this morning from Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Poonam Goyal. Good to see you this morning. Thanks for coming in. As far as same-store sales, what are we expecting from Walmart today?
I think consensus has expectations for unchanged same-store sales, and this comes after management had lowered sales guidance at its analyst meeting in mid-October by one percentage point.
Now, at that analyst meeting, we were talking before the break, you were saying they were kind of upbeat during that analyst meeting that took place.
They were. They didn't seem worried. You know, we've heard retailers, Macy's, Kohl's, JCPenney, everyone tout September-October weakness. When we spoke to Walmart at the analyst meeting, they sounded pretty upbeat. They were focused on having the low prices. And really, the focus moved to holiday for the most part of it because it is the largest selling season of the quarter, and it is where Walmart is intently focused on price. So a lot of the meeting was really focused on omnichannel and price.
When you cut price for goods, you're going to pay the price as a retailer.
Absolutely.
What does it look like for their margins?
Their margins are expected to contract yet again, and we see no different going forward into holiday.
And this holiday, something a little different for Walmart. They're going to be stretching Black Friday to Black Friday week.
Yeah, it's no longer a one-day or a two-day event. It's a full week. Walmart is actually being very smart about it, in my opinion. They will be holding events or doorbuster deals over a five-day period, which really helps avoid the lull that you've seen in the past years where shoppers come in flux to get the goods on sale on blockbuster deals, and then they go away and it gets quiet. So this phasing out of deals is actually going to help their traffic.
What categories are they doing best in?
Right now, they're doing really well in toys. They're doing well in entertainment, which they've remodeled their entire floor space, so that should provide them a boost over the holiday period. We have a toy study that we do weekly against Walmart, Amazon, Target, Toys R Us, and Kmart. And Walmart prices on the hottest toys of the year, identified by them and their counterparts, have been very competitive versus their rivals.
And with brick and mortar, you get the toy right away.
You do, but you can also order it online and pick it up in store right away. So they do have that option, which not many of their counterparts have.
And how much competition are they getting from online?
Online, there is competition, but I can tell you, based on price, Amazon is their toughest competitor.
And at this point, for Walmart, you know, how much is the economy in the driver's seat for their customers right now?
The economy looks very favorable for them, actually, heading into the holiday. We've seen gas prices, which they've touted to be a drag on their consumer from a sales perspective and a traffic perspective, are down under $3 a gallon. That's good news for the Walmart customer who really needs every penny to make a difference.
And as far as there's been changes in food stamp programs, the allocation, I guess. Explain that to us and the impact that it has on Walmart. It's not insignificant.
It's actually very significant. So last year in November, the government cut the monthly benefit on food stamps to low-income consumers. And what that did is it shaved off 40 basis points in sales in the fourth quarter last year. And that hit only got deeper as the year progressed. So in 1Q, the hit was 50 basis points. And then in 2Q, 70 basis points. We think this will be the last quarter where the hit will probably increase. And then beginning in fourth quarter, you'll start to see a moderation as they lap or cycle the food stamp cut.
Now, in terms of investor perspective, we see an increase in dividend. We've seen an increase in share backs on the opposite side of that equation. What about capital expenditures?
Yeah, I think in capital expenditures, they just gave guidance for next year, and they said they would spend $10.4 to $11.4 billion on the brick-and-mortar stores. That's less than what they expect to spend this year. So where they're spending more is where they should be on e-commerce and digital. They've raised the CapEx there to $1.2 to $1.5 billion from $1 billion in this year. And that's a good sign because that is where the world is headed. We're getting digital, people are shopping online, and you really need to be focused and invest your dollars where the consumers are shopping.
At 7 o'clock, we get the results from Walmart. Poonam Goyal, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact a business or terminal. Customers can access this function at BIGO. And you're listening to Bloomberg, the first word, right here on Bloomberg Radio.